Belinda presents this unabridged recording of The Sinister Booksellers of Bath. The Left-Handed Booksellers of London, Book 2, written by Garth Nix and read by Marisa Carlin. The small bookshop in Bath was not, in fact, small. It appeared to be no more than a cramped and narrow shop, occupying half the ground floor of a three-story Georgian terrace house, the other half given over to an equally cramped tobacconist, who sold dubious pipe mixtures of her own devising and cigarettes from east of Istanbul. But the small bookshop was actually an outpost of the Saint-Jacques clan. So there was more to it than could be seen from outside, both above and below. Even the tobacconist half was a front, inhabited by a right-handed bookseller whose awful offerings were a ploy to limit customers and allow her to get on with her researches into the works of Isaac Walton and obscure enchantments involving fish. The other 15 booksellers on the permanent staff of the small bookshop included a dozen of the left-handed variety, field agents, enforcers, and occasional executioners. They were primarily there to keep an eye on human interactions with the entity the Romans called Sulis Minerva. She inhabited the ever-popular Roman baths, and when given the correct gifts, properly inscribed, would grant boons of power, particularly to people seeking revenge or retribution. The baths were visited by tens of thousands of people every year, so it was hard work for the booksellers who monitored the queue going in, keeping watch for death cultists and others of that ilk, who came to ask Sulis Minerva for the causation of a fatal accident or an astonishingly swift mortal illness. A less careful watch was maintained outside the bath's opening hours, the constant surveillance replaced by occasional random patrols through the evening and night. The bookshop was often used as a temporary repository for bulk purchases of second-hand books made in the West Country. An auction of the library of a distinguished lady, or sale of the property of a gentleman being mostly books and the like. The books were sorted and catalogued there before being dispatched to the new bookshop in London, the Muse bookshop in York, or if they were too arcane to be sold, sent to the Crawley Tunnel Library in Edinburgh, the Saloni Mine in Cheshire, or to other secretive Saint-Jacques establishments. When a shipment came in from one of these purchases, more right-handed booksellers were drafted into the small bookshop to help triage the books before cataloguing. The right-handed, while not fighters like the left-handed, were proficient in various arcane arts, including one often mistaken as purely mundane. Extensive knowledge of printing, paper, bookbinding, and bookselling through the ages.